The crew waited, looking as solemn and grim as Harris could have hoped, in formal dark blue. But the space-enhanced man hardly glanced at them, opening the gates and hatches one after another. Harris hardly had time to glance at the status board and see that it was safely green before the man opened the access hatch itself and started into it.
Excuse me. We really don't have much time before undock starts. If you could just get back to the dock.
Right.
Harris's suspicions went up another notch. She smiled anyway and led the way past the space-enhanced manager, trusting Oblo to make sure he didn't stay aboard. The ship smelled funny. She had expected a new smell, cleaning solutions or solvents or something like that, but this was a strange, yeasty odor. Perhaps that's what bothered Space Enhance. Maybe whatever they used to strip the carpets and wall coverings smelled bad, and they didn't want clients to know. The bridge still looked too tiny, especially with the new screens crammed into every spare corner. Before, it had looked like a toy. Now it looked like some electronics hobbyist's workbench. Harris took her seat and called traffic control. She could hear the crew moving into position. In her mind's eye, she followed them all to their stations.
Sweet Delight, Harris Serrano commanding, initiating undocking procedures.
Confirm your flight plan to Rockhouse Minor, Harrigan's long-term storage. Please accept course burst.
Accepting.
Harris shunted the course to Sirkin's board and went on with the interminable formalities of undocking from Rockhouse Major. Registration, ownership, insurance, ship's beacon profiles, accounting details. The cost of pursuing legal remedies against ships that left stations owing money meant that it was much easier to insist on clear accounts before they left. If so much as a single glass of ale were outstanding, the ship could lose her place in the sequence and be assessed a hefty fine to boot. After the formalities came the systems checks, which she watched carefully. The ship had been aired up the entire time, but something might still be wrong. At least she now had crew she trusted. All boards were green except the newest. Those would stay dark untouched until they had cleared the station. Those, if detected, could get them in trouble.
Tug approaching, channel 186.
Thanks.
Harris switched to the tug's channel. She would have preferred a hot start, but no civilian ship left Rockhouse Major under its own power. She checked to see that the yacht's bustle had been deployed. Petrus gave her a thumbs up. With no pilot, a rating not used on the fleet vessels, he had taken over some of those functions.
Captain Serrano, Sweet Delight.
The memory of the first time she'd said that, undocking here long months before, came to her. She felt very differently now.
Station tug 16, permission to grapple.
Harris was glad it wasn't the same tug. That would have been a bit too much coincidence.
Permission to grapple.
She felt the jar. Tug 16 was a lot clumsier than the earlier one. The status light switched through the color sequence and ended green.
All fast. Your port bustle coupling is a bit stretchy, though. On your signal.
She called traffic control on their channel.
Captain Serrano, Sweet Delight. Permission to undock on your signal.
All clear on station. Confirm all clear aboard.
Nothing but green on any of the boards. Her crew nodded.
All clear aboard.
20 seconds. She, the station master on watch in traffic control, and the tug captain all counted together, but the computer actually broke the connection to the station. She watched the display as the tug dragged them slowly away from the crowded traffic near Rockhouse Major. This would be a shorter tug because they were headed for Minor on an in-system route. In fact, the tug could give them the correct vector and let them ride that trajectory most of the way to Minor. But Harris had chosen the more common option of powering up and hopping it. When the tug released them, she called for the in-system drive.
In-system drive, sir. Normal power up.
The lights flicked once as the internal power switched from the storage units to the generators working off the drive.
Engage.
Now the artificial gravity shivered momentarily, then steadied, as the in-system drive pushed them along the course handed out by traffic control. Not that they would stay on it long.
Turn on the new scanners.
Oblo reached up and did so. Now she had almost as much data on traffic in near space as traffic control. In-system space had no blind corners, no places where the sudden change in acceleration of a yacht would go unnoticed. As soon as they started their move away from assigned course, traffic control would be all over them. So might any fast-moving patrol craft, though none showed on the scans. It felt very strange. She had never, in her entire life, done anything intentionally wrong. Even as a child, she had always asked permission, always followed the rules. Well, most of the rules. She had cut herself off from the fleet for a good cause, she thought. Now she was cut off from all lawful society. She hoped the cause was good enough. She really hoped her mathematics was good enough. What they had was the advantage of small mass and initiative. The longer she waited, the less initiative. Petrus reached back and caught her hand.
You don't have to do this just to impress me. If you think it's wrong...
I think it's all wrong, but this is the least wrong part of it. No. We'll go and scandalize the fleet and then get blown away by a smuggler or something.
You don't really think that?
No. Not without a fight.
As always, cementing the responsibility, she made the move herself. Flat down on the board, the main drives answered smoothly, and the Sweet Delight, bouncing like a leaf in a rapid, skipped out of her plotted course. They needed another 10,000 kilometers. She sweated, watching the plots. It should take a few seconds to register. Someone should be tapping the screens, wondering what had happened to the plots. Then it would take time to transmit the message. No one had the right firing angle for missiles. No one could intercept with tractors before they got their critical distance. Optical weapons would fry them. No civilian vessel carried shields. But the overrun could be tricky. She knew there was traffic beyond them, bound on other routes. She had counted on that. Seconds ticked by. They still had the civilian beacon on. No use to play games with it in a system where their ID was known. Oblo smiled with grim satisfaction as one of his lights blinked red, then returned to green.
They stripped it, even though they should have known who we were.
Wondering. They're wondering what happened.
Not for long.
Course error. Course error. Contact traffic control officer at once.
Automatically, Harris's finger found the button, but she stopped it before the channel opened. When she glanced around, they were watching her. She pulled her hand back and shrugged.
Nothing to say. We'll wait it out.
At the edge of her vision, in front of Oblo, the counter ran down the long chain of numbers.
General warning. Vessel off course in Sector Red Alpha 2. All traffic alert. Do not change course without direct orders. Stand by for traffic control override.
The new scanners showed the reaction in color changes as other traffic dumped velocity or changed course. Harris had counted on that, too. Everyone believed in traffic control until something went wrong, at which point at least 20% of the captains would use their own judgment. Time after time, that had proven deadly, but it happened anyway. Now, traffic control had more to worry about than one yacht off course, as each panicky ship caused problems for others. The near-scan screens showed a face in fleet gray, with the insignia of an admiral on his shoulders. Martin's, it must be. He had just taken command of fleet at Rockhouse Major. He had served with Lupescu, though she didn't know if they'd been friends.
Damn you, Serrano!
Harris stared back, impassive. Of course they knew, but she wasn't going to give him her visual.
I never thought even you would cripple an old woman just to get a free ride. We'll find you.
A threat she trusted, as she trusted a knife to be sharp. But it bit deep anyway. She made herself stare into those angry eyes until the beam cut off. Then she cut the link to traffic control herself. She didn't need that nonsense blaring at her. They weren't going to impede anyone's course more than another few seconds.
We're clear in theory.
Then let's surprise them.
With the new control systems, she had only one button to push. She wished she could have heard the comments from traffic control when their abrupt skip into FTL left an unstable bubble in the local space for others to avoid. They were still alive. She didn't think she'd ever heard of anyone using FTL drive that close to a planet, and she hadn't entirely trusted the theory that said it was possible for something of their mass. But they were alive, the Sweet Delight as solid as ever, and presumably they hadn't destroyed anything vital back there. She had gotten as far from the main stations as she could, although there were too many satellites up to avoid them all.
And now for a life of piracy and plunder, huh? Gold, girls, adventure.
Shut up. First, we have to find a quiet place to do a little cosmetic work on our friend here.
Harris tried to relax. Nothing could have followed them. Not even the escorts could have gone into FTL so close. Pursuit would have hours of boost to get out far enough, by which time they would have nothing to follow. They had slipped their leash. She looked around at her crew. They looked busy and outwardly calm, but she suspected more than one felt the same internal tremors she did. They had not set out in life to become criminals. Those who had been through the disastrous court-martial would be more hardened, but Sirkin... She glanced again at the young navigator. Sirkin had had a promising career before her, and no military background. Now she had lost her lover and her career. But the latter had been her own choice. Still, she must feel strange, the youngest and the only one without military experience, without years of working with Harris. But her face, when she turned to face Harris, seemed calm enough.
Captain, the new equipment's working well. I can really pick up navigation points, even here.
Here, being that indefinable location into which FTL drives projected.
Just remember that the apparent motion you'll see isn't right. When we drop out, we won't be where you would expect, but where the charts say.
Sirkin looked confused, and Harris didn't blame her. The military navigational gear which Oblo had liberated had counterintuitive properties which Sirkin would learn best by experience. The point of it was not to steer by the detected navigation nodes, but to detect other vessels in FTL state. They passed two more jump points safely, with no pursuit detected. Harris didn't fool herself that this meant no pursuit. It meant only successful and very temporary evasion.